Hi, welcome to my free video series, Build a Solid Base for Your Nonprofit in 3 Steps. And you are here, probably, because you want to set up a nonprofit as an answer to an issue you care about, or because you care about certain people, nature, plants, animals, maybe a certain principle like human rights or press freedom. So there is something you care about that you want to work on, and you think that setting up a nonprofit is the answer to that, will help you work on that, and you are not exactly sure how to get started in that. And that is hopefully why you're here and why you decided to try out this free video series about building a solid base for your nonprofit. So before I go a bit into what we're going to do exactly in those 3 steps, I want to take one moment to introduce myself, because you might be wondering who is speaking to me. Well, I am speaking to you. I'm Suzanne Bakker, and I speak from more than 25 years of not-for-profit experience. I've been working in not-for-profit organizations for more than 25 years in different positions, paid positions in management, paid positions in operations, but also volunteer positions as a board member or as an unpaid coordinator. I've been working in different organizations, working on different topics, and targeting different countries all over the world. I've been working in organizations that were just starting up and helping them to get clarity on what they wanted to achieve and how they could do that. I've been doing team building in such kind of organizations. I've been working on project proposals, project management, fundraising, monitoring, reporting. And the bulk of my experience is really in management, and especially finance management and administration. So this is the basis for me for being able to give you tips on how to get started if you want to set up your own nonprofit. So the 3 steps that, based on my experience, I'm going to offer you in those 3 videos, of which this is the first one, are readiness assessment, vision, mission, value statement, and strategic directions. So at the end of these steps, so after you've been going through all the videos and the worksheets, then you will know what you need and what you have in place in order to get started with your nonprofit, and you will be sure whether you and your team are ready to set up a nonprofit right now in this moment, or you will maybe have found out at the end of going through this video and the worksheet that maybe you need to get some other things sorted out first. That's up to you to see what will be your conclusion after this video. So at the end of those 3 steps, you will also, after video 2 and the worksheet, have designed a vision, mission, value statement that you can discuss with stakeholders like your target groups, but maybe also potential funders. And you can use this for registration purposes as well. And at the end of these steps, after video 3 and the worksheet, you will have outlined strategic directions that will guide your work in the coming 2 to 3 years. And guiding your work includes also guiding the direction of your project proposals that you will be designing in the coming 2 to 3 years. So before we get started on readiness assessment, I want you to make sure that everybody who is interested in working with you on setting up a nonprofit organization is here. I will be calling them your team. Maybe you're not sure that they are your team yet, but as long as there are people that care about you and that care about the issue and that might be able to help out in setting up the nonprofit, then I would refer to them as your team. So make sure that they're there and that all of them have a notepad and a pen and access to the worksheet that you can download where you're watching this video, either in a digital form or as a printout. So if you're all there, then let's get going with the readiness assessment, step 1, video 1. And readiness actually consists, in my experience, of thinking about questions on 4 different levels. And they are also guiding the questions in your worksheet. And you will see a short explanation actually on page 1 of your worksheet. So the 4 levels are your why, your time, your team, and your plan. And you will see in your worksheet that for each of those levels, there are a few questions that I would like you to answer first individually. Just write down keywords or long answers on the worksheet or on more paper if you need more paper. And then I want you to share with your team and to discuss whatever needs to be discussed. Maybe you have different viewpoints, different perceptions, different perspectives. Maybe you want to align them. Maybe that is needed, but it might also be that you have a difference of opinion or are not sure about certain things and you might need to figure out things later. That might be part of your plan. Or you might decide that some differences of opinion can simply continue to coexist without any problem. Yeah, so first you will answer all the questions in the worksheet for yourself without discussing with others. After that, you will share with the others around you and listen to each other, make sure you understand each other, and then discuss whatever needs to be discussed, and then move on to make an action plan. So let's look at those four levels. So your why. What is your why? So the questions here are all about what made you interested in setting up this organization, this nonprofit. What gave you that idea? What does it mean to you? How does this idea affect you personally? What do you think you will get out of it? And that might sound a bit weird to you because you might say, well, look, I'm going to set up a nonprofit. That's something doing good for other people, so there isn't anything in it for me. And I think that's wrong because there's always something in it for you, because you might learn something, you might meet new people, you might have fun, you might have success which makes you feel good, you might finally see a problem solved that has been annoying you. So there might be all sorts of things that you could get out of this organization. Maybe you're not after making it an organization that could pay you a salary, but maybe you will get some other things out of it. So please be honest with yourself about what is your drive in this? Why are you interested in this? What would you need to get out of it for you to be satisfied with the fact that you have created this organization? And the key is to be really honest with yourself, and then also listen to the others who have been honest with themselves with an open mind, because only honesty can help you get clarity that you need in order to have an honest assessment of whether you are ready to get started in this moment or not yet. So the second level of questions is about your time. So think about, how much time do you have available to invest in setting up this nonprofit? Are we talking about a day a week? Are we talking about a day per month? And for how long can you make this time available to work on that? And be honest here too. And also, if you start discussing with your team members about this, don't start pushing people to commit to more time than they have indicated themselves. That never works. Be realistic about the time that you have available to get the things done that need to be done. And also, time is also about your mindset, because you can have a lot of time available, but some of the tasks, especially in the beginning, are not really maybe the ones that you had in mind when you started dreaming about having your own nonprofit. Because you were maybe dreaming about getting girls in education, about protecting a certain species, maybe a butterfly, maybe you want to fight for press freedom, maybe you want to do something to clean the forest or something. So you have all those ideas why you want to create your nonprofit. But in the beginning, you need to think about your constitution, about your bank account, about the board members, about standard operating procedures, and so on and so forth. And you need to do a lot of things that are nothing to do with the aims of your nonprofit. And you need to find time to invest in getting those tasks done, and you need to be able to motivate yourself to spend that time on that. So it's not only about the strictly available time that you have, it's also about your mindset and about how you can make sure that you can get going on the boring tasks and how you can help your team to get going on the boring tasks that they face. So that brings me to the third level of questions about your team. So what do you actually know about the others? What are their dreams? What are their expectations for this nonprofit? What do they hope will come out of it for the community, for themselves? What do you know about the skills that they have? So how diverse is your team when it comes to skills, knowledge, and experience? Do you have people with different kind of skills like thinking, talking, making things, organizing things, dreaming things, getting the finance in order, people, and so on and so forth? And do you actually know what kind of people you would need for your nonprofit to be successful in the beginning stages and later on? And do you have all those skills and knowledge and experience in your team, in the people who are present right now? Or do you need to find some extra skills and knowledge or experience? And how can you do that? Where can you find people who can invest their skills and knowledge and experience for your nonprofit? And then we are at the fourth level of questions about your plan. So that is all about actually finding the things that you do not have right now and putting a timeline to it and assigning somebody to make sure that it happens, and then to make sure that you get together at some point and check that all the things have been done. So what information actually do you have right now about what needs to be done? So what do you know needs to be done in order for you to register your nonprofit? Do you know what kind of documentation you need to submit for that? Do you know how to prepare such documentation, or do you know who you need to help you prepare such documentation? Do you know what is needed to set up a bank account, and so on and so forth? And in case you are not sure about the exact steps that need to be taken or the documentation that is needed, maybe you know people who have this experience, people, friends of yours, colleagues of yours, friends of friends, colleagues of friends, who have their own NGO already or who work at an NGO and who may be able to help you and point you either to a sample documentation, or maybe they will be able to help you, or maybe they have a good contact of an expert who can help you get this done. So the key is now to list all the steps of things that need to be done, to assign a person and a date to it, and then to make sure that everybody knows what is expected of them and for them to get going. And if you do not know right now the exact steps, then one of the steps could be to go talk to somebody who can help you define the steps. So in any case, you can make an action plan, and what will be in it depends a little bit on how much information you have right now and how much information you need to still find out. And make sure that if you make a plan, that you also plan in time to celebrate successes. Because maybe the moment that you have all the information that you need in order to plan for the registration of your nonprofit, that is a moment to celebrate. Or maybe after you have registered your nonprofit, it's a moment to celebrate. And I think one of the key mistakes that many people make is that they do a lot of work, and especially this kind of a little bit boring work that isn't what you had in mind when you were dreaming about your nonprofit. And then they do a lot of work, and it is a big deal for them, a big sacrifice. They put in time, they do things that they don't really like, and then they forget to celebrate and to sit back and say, wow, I didn't really enjoy it 100%, but we did get it done. And I think that's super important. So I think you should take time to sit back and relax and enjoy the fact that you did get it done, even though maybe you weren't having fun all the time. So make sure that you plan in celebrations as much as possible as well, and that you do take time to do them, and that you don't forget about it. So I think now you've been hearing about the four levels of questions that you need to think about. If you go to the worksheet, you can see detailed questions that are about all those four levels. So please take time to write down your answers first for yourself, then to share with your team, and then to discuss, and at the end make an action plan for how you will make sure that you will be doing the next steps so that you can get started on your nonprofit. And make sure that any ideas that are popping up in your head right now are written down either in the worksheet, or if they don't fit there, if they're about other things, jot them down on your notebook and don't forget about them. And if you have any questions about this, or if you want to share your thoughts, please do not hesitate to email me at my email address. And if you want to be following me a little bit on what I write for in terms of advice for nonprofit organizations when it comes to project proposal development or finance and administration, then you can check out my blog. And if you want to be updated on when a new blog is posted, you can also subscribe to my newsletter, and I send it weekly to you as a Monday motivation. So if you subscribe to my newsletter, you will receive a weekly update every Monday morning. But all that is for later. For now, I would say see you in the next video after you have done your worksheet work on the readiness assessment. We will be looking in the next video on vision, mission, and value statement as a foundation for your nonprofit organization. So I wish you good luck with the readiness assessment. Do let me know in case of any questions or issues or any ideas you want to share with me. And then see you in the next video when we will talk about vision, mission, and values for your nonprofit. Good luck. Bye.